It's 7:33 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Among the very few contested seats in Southwest Florida this November is Florida House District 76. In this race, environmental issues like fracking and water quality are playing a big role. WGCU's Ashley Lopez has a closer look.
Incumbent Republican State Representative Ray Rodriguez of Estero has spent just 2 years in office. In that time, he's introduced a set of bills that have gotten a lot of attention. Rodriguez has unsuccessfully pushed for bills aimed at getting oil and gas companies to disclose what chemicals they're using when fracking. Another bill in the same set would conversely allow the companies to withhold information they deem trade secrets. Environmentalists claim the bill was an invitation for fracking in Florida. Rodriguez claims his work has been an effort to get laws on the books ahead of any possible fracking. But Rodriguez says a fracking-like incident near Lake Trafford in Collier County early this year has made the issue more pressing.
What we've seen in Collier County, I believe, will give me the opportunity to put more in my bill beyond disclosure.
Rodriguez says oil and gas laws currently on the books are antiquated, and he'll work to update them if reelected. He says in particular he'll update penalties and bonds.
The current penalty, which is $25,000, may have been significant when the legislation was originally written back in the 60s or 70s. But what we see today is companies don't even bat an eye at a fine of that amount.
But Rodriguez's Democratic opponent, Charles Messina, who is running for this heavily Republican seat stretching throughout Bonita Springs, Fort Myers Beach, and Sanibel, says that's not enough. Messina, who is running on a clean water platform, says fracking should be banned in Florida.
The process of fracking for oil and gas was designed for geology different than ours. So I would do an out-and-out ban here in Florida if the legislature would go along with me. I would certainly introduce the bill.
Messina also argues that Rodriguez's bill, which would require companies disclose some of their chemicals to an existing online chemical disclosure registry called FracFocus instead of the state, is not proper regulation. He also says fracking has had some negative consequences in parts of the country that are home to a lot of hydraulic fracturing or fracking as a means of natural gas extraction.
I see that this fracking and the more and more that I see of it and hear of it, it's just more and more bad news. And yet Mr. Rodriguez wants to go ahead and propose legislation yet again saying, oh, well, we'll make the fines larger and all this. But I just see it as a horrid practice.
Both men also disagree on issues like Medicaid expansion. Messina argues it will help the state's uninsured and create jobs. Rodriguez says he doesn't think the state can trust the federal government will fund expansion, even though it's required by law. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.